allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, August 6, 2019. The time is 8:03. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law, 1975, notice of this meeting was published in November 29, 2018, issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers. Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
We just have a moment of silence for the two mass shootings that we had this past week. Thank you.
Mayor, just as an additional thought, in recognition of the nature of gun violence and the hardship that it creates, and to show our compassion and sympathies for the tragedies that have occurred, I would ask that we lower our flag to half its mast, in order to recognize this tragedy.
I think that's an excellent idea.
We'll all agree on that, yes. Thank you, Commissioner. Minutes, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for June 18, 2019 and July 2, 2019.
Move minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Communications.
Yes, Mayor, we have two communications for this evening. The first one is the Old Canal Inn has submitted an application for an extension of premises for their event to be held on Saturday, September 21st, 2019, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., located at 2 East Passaic Avenue in Nutley. And the second one is McCain Memorial Run has submitted an event application for a fundraiser run for Sunday, September 22, 2019, from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m., starting and finishing at Crank Systems, 88 Park Avenue. I need a motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Reports, Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, Mayor, I have a Shager report for the month of July 2019.
Bills, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for August 6, 2019. Public Affairs, $96,363.98. Revenue and Finance, $7,084,633.34. Public Safety, $60,025.35. Public Works, $491,086.11. Parks and Public Property, $623,640.08. Water Utility, $99,456.10. Total Payroll, $851,439.15, for a grand total of $9,306,644.11.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for bills.
Public comment on agenda items only. Madam Clerk.
All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor, presiding officer, or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interests of decorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, let's move on to Board of Commissioner announcements. Announcements, Commissioners?
Yes, I have a couple, Mayor. Last night we had a wonderful reception because for the first time ever, our 13-year-old intermediate little leaguers won both the state and Eastern Regional Championship. They then went on to California, where obviously the competition got a bit stiffer, but they conducted themselves in a way that we should all be very proud of. They're a fine bunch of young men, and the coaches did an excellent job with them. The parent support was there right from day one, the first day they started practicing, and it was just a very proud moment for the township of Nutley and all of these individuals in particular, and we gave them a wonderful Nutley welcome. I'd like to thank Commissioner Petracca. We sent our parks buses to the airport to pick them up, and he also sent a police escort, so I thank you for that, and I thank all of the commissioners for all of their support for these youngsters and the coaches, and we will have them here to do a formal presentation. My second announcement of the evening is on the August 13th, we will have our rescheduled concert in the park. We will have Jersey Sound. This is the one that was rescheduled from July 24th, and that will start at 7 o'clock. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Mayor, I need to make a comment regarding transitional aid. As of today, many of you may have read in the paper that the state has quarantined the spend around certain areas of the recently adopted budget, pending a review of the revenue, potential revenue streams that could be generated this year. Included in their quarantine is the entire transitional aid pool for the year, which Nutley is part of. So we are in a holding pattern, and we're continuing to talk with the state regarding the resolution of the review that they're doing in terms of what's necessary by them in order to be able to release the transitional aid pool. This is significant for us because we cannot adopt our budget without getting the approval from the state because our budget includes $3.5 million of transitional aid. So the basis of our tax bills for the third quarter assumes that that $3.5 million is collectible from the state. The state is going through their process and it's uncertain right now of the timing of when that's going to be resolved. So as of now, we are not able to adopt our budget for 2019. We aren't able to certify, the county cannot certify the tax rate until this is resolved. And as of today, it's not clear as to the timetable of whether or not this will be a couple days or a couple months before it's resolved. So we are in touch with all of our state representatives, the governor's office, the DCA, and even county freeholders to make sure that everyone understands the situation that Nutley's in regarding Hoffman LaRoche. However, executive order of the governor stands, and while this is pending, there is no action on the transitional aid.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other announcements? Ordinance introductions. Commissioner, you want to talk about ordinance number 3426?
Thank you. I'm actually going to table. That is with our pilot program that we've been working on with the commuter parking on a lot of the side streets in Nutley, especially on the south side of town. We're just going to do a little more research before we make the final, but this ordinance would have done that to make this permanent. I haven't had any public complaints of yet. If there's anybody watching tonight and you'd like to comment on this before it does become permanent, please reach out to me. Thank you.
Thank
We're
going to
table.
Thank you, Commissioner. Public hearings. Ordinance number 3422, an ordinance providing for the reconstruction of the roadway on Grand Avenue in the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, New Jersey, appropriating $424,193, therefore, from grant monies received from the New Jersey Department of Transportation for the cost thereof. Open the public hearing. Does anybody want to be heard on ordinance number 3422?
William Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, what is the total amount of money? I'm not sure, Mr. Evans, if you'll answer that. What is the total amount of money we're borrowing on this bond by itself?
It's a grant, Mr. Moore.
Okay. Are we borrowing on this?
It's a grant from the State Department of Transportation.
Okay.
No, we're not, Barry. We're not borrowing.
Not borrowing. Okay, thank you.
Anybody else want to be heard on ordinance number 3422? Seeing none, I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Commissioner Evans?
Mayor, excuse me one second. Before we just move forward, this, I want to make sure I'm clear on the ordinance that I'm tabling tonight, because I said this outside of town. It is Conduit Place, Highfield Lane, which is on the south side, but we also have Edison Avenue and Oakley Terrace. So again, if there's anybody on those streets that would like to come talk prior to this ordinance introduction or getting passed, please reach out to me. Thank you.
Commissioner?
The ordinance that I tabled, I just wanted to be clear that it's for Conduit Place, Highfield Lane, because I said the south side of town before, and I just wanted to be clear, there is a couple of streets on Crosstown, which is Edison Avenue and Oakley Terrace.
Commissioner Evans?
Thank you. I have a public hearing on bond ordinance number 3423, which is related to the, this one is roadways, for roadway improvements in the town, and the amount of this ordinance is for $384,125, of which $365,750 would be in the form of a bond or a note.
Anybody want to be heard on ordinance number 3423?
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Evans, what is the total? Is that the $365,750? Is that the total you're going to borrow for that?
Yes.
Now, is this related to the prior one? Are we doing borrowing this in relation to the
No,
the
it's
grant
not
money?
Separate.
They're totally separate?
They're totally separate.
And how come there's no listing of what property or what streets are going to be doing?
That's in the Department of Public Works. If they manage that, I don't know if you have a list.
Is there kind of a schedule?
We don't have that schedule as of yet, Mr. Moore.
Then if you don't have the schedule, how can you anticipate how much money you're going to spend for it?
Because we budget a certain amount each year to improve the roads, and we look and see which roads need to be done. We've actually been fairly lucky the last couple of years because of the public service gas main replacement project, which has repaved some like 60 roads in town that we've negotiated with. So usually we're a year behind with the money by the time we approve the capital. So this money probably won't be spent until next year.
Well, I would believe that, but I would think you at least had some kind of a schedule.
We have a pretty good idea, but based on what public service is going to be doing over the next year, we kind of wait to see where they're going to be headed. We don't want to be paving roads, the same roads that they're going to be ripping up. So
I would hope not. Thank you.
Anybody else like to be heard on ordinance number 3423?
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
The next ordinance is for number 3424, which relates to the water utility in town, and for a total of $257,250 of capital improvement, of which $244,390 would be in the form of bonds. This ordinance includes improvements to the sewer mains, fire hydrants, and water utility vehicle.
Anybody want to be heard on ordinance number 3424? Seeing none.
Move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The last ordinance is 3425. This ordinance is for $1,905,750 in capital improvements for across the municipality, of which $1,810,650 would be in the form of bonds or notes. This particular ordinance includes a range of things, which includes maintenance of all of the public property in the form of buildings. There's an additional amount for maintenance of our park system in the playgrounds, specific appropriation for Demuro Park improvements, which are long overdue.
Track replacement.
Yes, the track replacement, as well as $100,000 relates to our improving our infrastructure and storage capacity for our technology infrastructure for the township, among other things, and as well as improvements to our not just the water pipes but also the storm water drainage system in the town. Is the significant amount. There's an additional one this year that relates to improvements to the Nutley Library. The HVAC systems and the roof are leaking. The roof is leaking, the HVAC system is breaking down, so there's long overdue requests for improvements to the library. They've been asking these for multiple years. And it's now come up. So those are the main things that are in this ordinance.
Anybody want to be heard on ordinance number 3425?
Before we move, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Evans, if you refer to page 3 of 7, section F or paragraph F, the acquisition of the new computer information technology equipment, what equipment are you purchasing?
Part of the elements of that is upgrades to the routers as well as our storage capability for the town.
Is there a reason, I have several other questions, but is there a reason you say $100,000 we're going to buy new equipment? You don't upgrade a router, you usually put a larger one in. Don't you say I'm going to purchase 6 Cisco routers so people have an idea of what you're spending their money on? Usually you have a plan before you spend your money.
Yes, well, that's... with our IT officer for the town, which is under Commissioner Tucci, which he can go into more detail if he wants to. But yes, for purposes of the bond ordinance, we don't have to actually itemize the individual amounts. It's categorization here is for classification as to what's the life of the bond that we'd be allowed to purchase.
Can I just add something, Commissioner?
Mm-hmm.
Rory, in this $100,000, all right, this is what we're authorizing, but we don't actually go out for any more money than we actually need. So this is what our estimate is, all right, that we're going to need to upgrade and purchase new equipment and have additional storage. But if we don't spend it, it stays there. It doesn't lapse, all right? We'll just carry it over into the next year, and we'll ask for that much less in the following year.
No, it's just, it seems if you start to read this,
mm-hmm.
You just say, I think I need $100,000. I'm going to buy something, but I think it's $100,000. But nobody really knows what you're buying. I could see you say, I'm going to buy a printer, a router, a new computer. They have...
Right. Well, sometimes when we start this budget process, it's not easy to define exactly what we're going to need. All right? So we come up with a raw estimate, which this is. okay? And then we refine that, and before we actually go out to purchase, as I'm sure you know, we itemize every piece of equipment that we buy.
Because when I look at section I at the bottom of the page, where is this fire truck going to go? We're buying a new pumper. Where are we going to put it?
I would direct that question that to the Public Safety Department. Commissioner.
Because I do have a serious question, because here, if you read the headers, maybe we shouldn't read these since there might be less confusion. On page 2 of 7 in the middle, it says the appropriation, the estimated cost, and the estimated maximum. In here, you're appropriating $243,500, but on the very next line, which is difficult to read, it's up to $500,000. Is that just a mechanical error?
I'm sorry, Larry, you lost me. Which page are you referring to?
I'm sorry. We start off page 3 of 7 at the bottom, paragraph I.
Yep.
So you go to the bottom of that paragraph, right in the middle, it says $243,500.
Right, you're talking about the $243,500 that was previously appropriated?
Right. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Yes. So the fire truck, purchase of a fire truck is not $100,000. Purchase of a fire truck is $500,000 to $600,000. So in order to purchase that, we needed to include in capital the, in effect, $100,000, because the other, the previous, last year's ordinance included some element for a purchase of a fire truck. We also appropriated out of the operating budget last year a portion of it, and the remainder is this $100,000.
Because if you read the next paragraph and on page 4 of 7 at the top, just under the headlines, it says it, the estimated cost is $500,000.
Right. That's
how. Where's the math on it? That's what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, no, the estimated cost of the purchase of that truck is $500,000. In order for us to purchase that fire truck, we needed $100,000 in capital, of additional capital, to make that purchase.
Right. So I understand that.
So that's all it says is it's going to cost $500,000. We previously identified, for sake of round numbers, $400,000, and now we need to appropriate an additional $100,000 to be able to purchase the truck.
But we already have most of the money.
Correct.
For this. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
But it doesn't indicate.
And all it is it's the balance.
Pardon?
All it is the balance. And Rory, just to help you, this structure of this ordinance is a bond ordinance that is structured to meet the statutory requirements for a public offering and the descriptions. It's not a detailed listing or an explanation of everything we're doing. Part of the reason of this listing, it's actually written by bond counsel to make sure that the type of bond the town goes after has the right number of years. We go out generally for a 10-year bond. And so we make sure that this fits in here.
I believe this is a 10-year bond.
This particular bond?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's 10 years. Okay, thank you.
Anybody else want to be heard on the ordinance?
Any questions?
Seeing none.
Clerk, move to close public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Resolutions. Commissioner Rogers.
Number 19019, whereas NJSA 48611, the Uniform Shared Services and Consolidation Act authorizes and empowers local units to enter into agreements with other local entities regarding shared services. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Township of Nutley and the Nutley Board of Education wish to extend the existing shared services agreement for physician school physician services for a period September 1st, 2019 through August 31st, 2020, which the township will be compensated $7,000 to be paid in 10 equal installments of $700. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's it, Mayor. Thanks.
Thank you, Commissioner Rogers. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. This is actually a housekeeping resolution. Whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Parks and Public Property has determined the need to dispose of certain municipal vehicles and equipment that are no longer useful and or have come to the end of their practical term of services. And whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Parks and Public Property has identified the following as not practical to continue in service with the Township, and they are a 1995 club car electric golf cart, a 2002 Bluebird model F134544 bus with 103,886 miles on it, and a 2002 Chevy 2500 heavy duty 4x4 truck with 83,969 miles on it. Whereas the Township of Nutley has gone out to bid on June 18, 2019 through resolution number 170-19 and has rejected one offer from Marzax Inc., 247 Central Avenue, Metuchen, New Jersey, for a total bid price of $269. And whereas the Nutley Department of Parks and Public Property has made a determination to scrap said equipment at Bibbs Auto Recycling, 54 Stover Avenue, Kearny, New Jersey, in the amount of $1,550. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, will scrap said equipment at Bibbs Auto Recycling, 54 Stover Avenue, Kearny, New Jersey, in the amount of $1,550. Before I move this, I just want to commend Frank DeMayo for doing the research and getting us more money for this equipment scrapped than we would have as an actual bid. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
I'd like to thank Frank DeMayo. Also, great job, Frank. He's a good guy, and he's always working. I vote aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
So I am, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. I have one resolution. It's to incorporate a grant we received for the Municipal Alliance in the amount of $20,000. Whereas NJSA 48:4-20 provides that where contracts, commitments, or payments are to be made prior to the final adoption of the 2019 budget, emergency appropriations may be lawfully made for the purposes and amounts required in the manner and time therein provided. Whereas the total emergency temporary resolution adopted in the year 2019 pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 96, PL 1951, NJS, 40A:4-20, include this resolution total $25,622,842. Now, therefore, be resolved that in accordance with NJSA 40A:4-20, the emergency temporary appropriation being the same as hereby made for a total amount of $20,000. Said appropriation will be provided for in the 2019 budget. And again, it recognizes the addition of a Municipal Alliance grant for $20,000. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has determined the property described on Schedule A, attached here to and incorporated hereon, has been abandoned by its owners and title as junk, cleared through the Division of Motor Vehicle, the Township, the towing contract between the Township of Nutley and Nicoletti Towing authorizes the sale of abandoned vehicles left on their premises by the owners, just to save a little time. This is for a 1998 Jeep. I move the resolution as written.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township has determined that the property described on Schedule A, attached here to and incorporated hereon, has been abandoned by its owner and titled as junk, cleared through the Division of Motor Vehicle. Whereas the towing contract between the Township of Nutley and Twin Towing authorizes the sale of abandoned vehicles left on their premises by the owners. Again, to save a little time, this is for a 2004 Dodge and a 2001 Jeep. I move the resolution as written.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. So I have. Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations: Nutley Parent Advocacy Network, license number 3619 and license number 3719, to be held Friday, October 18, 2019. St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church, license number 3819, the calendar raffle, first Saturday of the month from January 2020 through December 2020. and Friends of Phoenix Center, license number 3919, off-premise 50-50 cash raffle, to be held Tuesday, November 12, 2019. Whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved, the municipal clerk is authorized to issue the raffle licenses. I move the resolution.
Second.
Mr. Rogers.
Aye.
Mr. Tucci.
Aye.
Mr. Evans.
Aye.
Mr. Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas bids for the 2019 roadway improvements were received and opened on Wednesday, July 10, 2019, and whereas HAM Contractors 300 Color Road, Clifton, New Jersey, was the lowest responsible bidder, and whereas the base bid for the 2019 roadway improvements is in the amount of $349,515.50 for a total bid of $349,515.50, and whereas funds are available from account number G04153401 in the amount of $349,515.50 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract be awarded to AJM Contractors not to exceed $349,515.50, and that the Mayor and the Township Clerk are hereby authorized to enter into and sign said contract with the Township of Nutley. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to retain professional services of a licensed traffic engineer, Sam Schwartz Consulting, to provide transportation planning and traffic engineering services related to the ongoing Hoffman LaRoche On-3 redevelopment within the Township of Nutley. Whereas this contract is awarded without competitive bidding as a professional service in accordance with NJSA 1944A 20.4 or 20.5 of the local public contracts law, because the contract is for services performed by a person authorized by law to practice a recognized profession that is regulated by law. Whereas the Board of Commissioners has determined that Sam Schwartz, located at 300 Montgomery Street, Suite 1340, Jersey City, New Jersey, is best suited to provide these services to the Township of Nutley. And whereas Sam Schwartz has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. And whereas funds are available from account number 901226205, and we certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification be attached to this resolution and will be reimbursed by escrow accounts set up by each respective developer of the property. And whereas Sam Schwartz will provide professional traffic engineering study at a cost not to exceed $96,700, and whereas this anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months from August 6, 2019 through July 31st, 2020, now therefore resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Mayor is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Sam Schwartz as a professional service in the amount not to exceed $96,700. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution, as well as the contract, shall be placed on file with the clerk of the Township of Nutley in a notice in accordance with the local public contracts law of New Jersey, in the form attached hereto, shall be published in the Nutley Sun. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks of the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, I have two open responses I'd like to discuss with Mr. Evans this evening. But before that, I have two house cleaning issues I'd like to try. Mr. Petracco, I'd like to thank Captain Green. He was the only Nutley police officer that would take care of the license plates down on 75 East Center Street. There was a legitimate problem, it was illegal, and three summonses were issued. But I think it's a sad commentary that we have to go to Captain Green, because nobody else would do anything about it. It was a Cofone property, this is a re-election year, and nobody wanted to touch it. I think that's a very sad commentary. Because somebody could have gotten hit by that truck, and they would have been at a loss for uninsured motorists.
Well, the truth of the matter is, Rory, that Captain Green did tell me that at the last meeting that you spoke with him, and he did address it.
He did address it. He was the only one.
He did address it the next day, and I'll say Captain Green is a stellar, stellar police officer, and I'm happy that it got resolved, and I apologize for you for not telling me at the last meeting because Captain Green asked me to tell you.
And I think you deserve a compliment for that because he absolutely did. He did it. But what I don't understand is why nobody else did anything with it. I didn't have to go to Captain Green to have that accomplished.
At this point, I'm just happy that it got taken care of, and I have to tell you, kudos to you, because 100% what you said was happening down there. So I will check with the process down there. Who did you first speak to down there?
I'd rather not do that publicly.
Okay, we'll talk.
And Mr. Tucci, I want to thank you and Mr. DeMeo because you did address the issues with the cell phones at my request. Right? You did a very good job, so did Frank DeMeo, and I thank you for that. And you also did a fire audit, and I appreciate that because nobody should have to work that hard to get something answered. And I thank you for doing that. And Mr. DeMeo.
You're welcome.
Mr. Evans, the last time I spoke with you, I said that I thought there was a number of deficiencies in the code enforcement. And I put in an OPR for 44 Freeman Place, which is Mr. Berry's house. He has a 23-foot driveway with no variance. Can you explain that?
Absolutely not.
And then we just make an assumption that it was already there?
Well, I don't have any information on that at all, and I'd have to check, but the driveway width is the driveway width. You know, you're leaving out quite a few facts. Was it there before he purchased the house or not?
But the variance would stay with the house.
Exactly, whatever was going on with that house, I will follow up and I will look into it. It's the first time I'm hearing about it, but I will follow up. But to your point, if there is an issue with the driveway, it will be addressed.
Well, so the next meeting I could ask you what we did about this.
Yes, you can.
Okay, because I also asked about 75 East Center Street, and I asked for all variances there, and the variance that was on East Center Street said no storage. Now, they're allowed to put trailers, but when were those trailers checked? Because the license plate on the back of the trailer, you can't see from the road. So is there anybody got in the code enforcement going to actually see if those trailers are registered? Considering what happened.
That property was inspected, right, and it was reviewed. And when last year there were violations on that property, summonses were issued, and it went before the judge in Belleville, and it was addressed at that time. That property was recently inspected, and it is determined that it is in compliance. If you disagree with the interpretation of the construction official as to the compliance with the variance that was granted on the property, your recourse is before the Board of Adjustment, who issued that resolution.
You said that last time, and I remembered that as well. However, the variance said no storage, and there is a box truck that's laying there that is not a trailer, which is in violation of a Nutley ordinance.
It's a small trailer that's housing basic landscaping equipment that's used in the part of construction. It's been interpreted that is in compliance. As I said,
who interpreted that?
The construction official.
Commissioner, not only the construction official, but our office did an evaluation of it, interpreted this ordinance along with state law, and we determined that it was in compliance. So it wasn't just code
It wasn't just the
code official. We also did a review, and we believe it's in compliance with the variance that was granted some years ago.
But then I can open that, and you'll send me
do whatever you want, Mr. Moore. I'm telling you what the legal decision was.
Because
there's no written document. It was provided an opinion to code enforcement about that issue.
I guess I get confused when the variance says no storage.
Well, that's your interpretation of... Well, Mr. Moore, that's your interpretation of what the word means, and maybe not, it's not an accurate interpretation. So you'll have yours, and we've had ours. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, then I can Oprah that conclusion.
Oprah whatever you want. You Oprah every day. It's no problem. What's one more, Mr. Moore? It's no problem.
No, I just really wanted to... When people read, it says no storage by variance, and then you say, oh, well, we interpret it differently, and then you want me to go back to the variance, but the variance board said no storage, but yet he has a box truck.
So in your opinion, if someone has a truck and stored something in the truck,
no, that's the back of the truck. It's not a truck. It's the back of the truck.
It's a small, let's characterize it. It's a small storage trailer that is on the site. It's been interpreted. It's not big. It's not a tractor trailer. It's not a box, like a container box like you would find at shipping on ships and things like that. Talking about a very small storage box that's on the site. It's been interpreted, right, and as counsel has said, with legal opinion, that it is in compliance with the ordinance. It is not a matter to resolve that before the Board of Commissioners. It's a matter to resolve your interpretation before the Board of Adjustment. Generally, when you go before the Board of Adjustment, residents within 200 feet who live in that area who have a concern about that property can go before that board.
Good. I'll open the opinion, and I can take it from there. And there's one last issue, Mr. Scarpelli, if I may. When you had the caucus meeting in the back, we went around the room and you had asked everybody, is there any issues for executive session? And I believe Mr. Denatempo said no, but towards the end, all of a sudden, there was a case. What were the case and the contracts that were discussed in the executive session? I'm allowed the citations.
No, you're not allowed the specific citations. You can ask what the topics were, and we'll provide that. We provide them in the minutes anyway. Ultimately, when you open the minutes, we give them to you from the executive sessions. They may be redacted for this particular confidential information.
Well, redactions.
I'm trying to answer. One was a litigation matter that I didn't realize initially that I wanted to bring to their...
I apologize.
One was a litigation matter that I didn't recall initially. It was just a minor issue, but I wanted to report to the commissioners regarding the litigation over at Hoffman Roach. And that's that. I can't tell you any more than that.
I appreciate that.
Okay, and the other is the commissioners... there are different contracts that we talk about. There are several contracts. So that's a constant discussion in executive, and I'm sure you know that from getting your Oprah request responded to. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Joan Rubino, 48 North Road. Mr. Evans spoke of the state aid before. I would like to know how the taxpayers will be affected if the anticipated amount of state aid is not granted.
There is a potential that there could be an adjustment of the tax bill in the fourth quarter. I don't know the answer to that yet, because I don't really know the answer as to where the state is going to land, as to whether or not we're going to get our full aid or a partial amount of aid. The aid that we receive is split three ways. Part of it goes to the county, part of it goes to the school, part of it's to the municipality. So the action will be to see where, once I get clarity on the status of our aid, there will be actions that will be required by this board, as well as the school board in the county, to do our very best to absorb the loss of $3.5 million of revenue.
In other words, in order to carry on the way you think is good for the town, we would have to get the full amount.
That's correct.
That you mentioned.
Ideally, we would get the full amount.
Right. Now, will we get anything? I mean, say they deny the full amount. Is there any guarantee that we will get any amount?
It's uncertain at this point because at this stage, the state is doing their review of the revenue stream, and they haven't made a determination as to whether or not they will distribute the full amount of the aid or a partial amount. It hasn't been made yet.
And you do not know when that determination will be made?
I would have hoped it would have been made already, but the state is going through their process, and I believe it's going to be a few more weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Rhonda Frobos, 312 East Passaic Avenue, Nutley. Mayor Dr. Scarpelli,
I'm all new to this process. I just want to say that it's August, and I'm going to be giving you a call sometime in September to see, to take you up on your offer about starting some planning for next June as Pride Month. Because the reason why I'd like to wait till September is I'd really like to see about having the Prism Club at the high school, the students get involved. I think they'd really like to be a part of that. So I'd like to close the loop, though, on our 2019 Pride Month. It's already August, and I just wanted to see if the two commissioners who have not yet, had not yet at the last meeting signed the proclamation, if it was signed, the official proclamation, if it was signed by you, Commissioner Petracco and Commissioner Rogers. And that's why I'm here, just to find out, to close the loop.
All I can tell you is I signed the copy you gave me.
That's probably the official proclamation, Ms. Frobos, because I don't know if the clerk has one or not.
Ms. Pettis, at the last meeting, you said you didn't have the official proclamation, but you were going to see about having Commissioner Petracco sign it. I don't know where we left off with that.
Alan?
Oh, is it kept in a special place, or I don't even know how these things work.
You were given a copy of it, right?
Oh, no, I had a... Okay, so to be clear...
Wait, I'm just asking, you were given a copy of it at one point in time?
I was given a PDF,
PDF
of the signed copy by the three commissioners who had signed it, and I went to Kinko's or FedEx, whatever it's called now. I made my own giant copy, and that is not the official copy, is it?
No, that's not the official copy.
Okay. Where is the official copy?
I don't know. I don't have it. Well, I have to find out where it is.
Where do you keep official copies of proclamations?
Well, it hasn't all been signed yet. It could be anywhere. It could be in someone's office.
I can't hear you.
Being reviewed. I don't know. I haven't taken possession of it.
Okay. So, if it can be found, Commissioner Petracco, would you sign it?
You asked me to sign a copy. After I signed the copy, I got attacked here. That was not on video, would have nothing to do with why we were here. So my answer is, you came, you asked me to sign a copy to support it, I signed it. That's my answer, Mayor.
I couldn't hear, really.
The commissioner said he signed the proclamation. And okay. You know, normally, I'll just tell you what normally, and I don't know what the clerk, I'm going to speak for what my, if we have a proclamation, we usually present it to somebody or and that's the last we see of that proclamation. Now, if the clerk keeps a copy, I don't have any idea.
Okay. So just to be clear, what I have is not the official copy. It's a prop. And
Excuse me. I didn't hear what you said, Rhonda. It's a what?
That giant thing that I went to FedEx and blew up, that's not the official copy.
I signed right here, I mean, I've signed proclamations for... That is an official document, and that's why my signature's on it.
I'm sorry, just a clarification. I think there's the original document, right, that I know you signed a copy. So if you signed the copy, then all you need to do is sign the original document, you know, and that would address the matter.
I mean, if you want to sign it, you'll sign it. If you don't want to sign it, we can have this discussion. It seems a little odd to me that we're having this conversation.
It seemed a little odd to me that...
So I'm going to move on.
Excuse me, one second, Rhonda. It seemed a little odd to me, this whole process. Like I said, in 12 years that I sat on this board, you came to me. I said my piece at the last meeting. I have to tell you, I really feel like... You know, like I said at the last
meeting...
You're
making me feel really uncomfortable.
No, I'm saying...
And
I'm
not even someone who this document is for. I'm an ally. If I feel uncomfortable, I can only imagine how other people feel. So I'm going to move on. I'm not going to ask you again.
Okay. My opinion is I signed it.
For the record, Mr. Rogers, I do want to ask you, if you don't want to sign it, could you state for the record why you do not want to sign it?
I will not sign it. And I will take you back to the 1990s when the director of the New Jersey Division of Criminal Justice came to the Nutley Police Department, and he met with Chief Robert DeLude and I and had asked if I would be put on the Bias Crime Task Force. I believe it was a task force at that time.
And one of the jobs we had was to make sure that we had shaped laws in the state of New Jersey that would be inclusive of everyone. Now, I was very concerned at that time and I articulated my position at that time with a number of other law enforcement people that the one thing we didn't want to do was framework a document that would be called, as we see today, identity politics. And identity politics is scoping out people based on gender, color, creed, and it's very, very divisive. I see that happening now as a reality across the country. Doesn't mean that people are wrong, it's the process that I was concerned about. So my position was this, it was then and it is now. One flag. That flag right there, it's colorblind and it's genderblind. It's the flag of the United States of America. The document, there is no need, in my view, that we need to have proclamations and resolutions that clearly define identity politics, because we have a document. It's called the Constitution of the United States of America. And it's for all Americans, everyone. Nowhere in the Constitution do I see any identity politics. It's for everyone. And thirdly, we have a country called the United States of America. And I've worked so hard in my lifetime to think about American pride. That's the pride we should have, American, that includes everyone. Mind, I can't tell you who's gay, who's lesbian. I don't care. It's none of my business. What I do care about is if a person loves our country. In the military, I served many years. We had gay people. We had lesbian people. We asked them those questions in the police department for 25 years. I had in my police car with me, I remember when they came on board, some guys that were gay. I knew that. We talked openly. And recently, as a result of what went on here, I paid a visit to some of the log cabin Republicans. You're familiar with them, right? Log cabin Republicans are gay and lesbian people who are involved in the Republican Party. And I think the Democrats also have an association like that. And some of those individuals I talked to said, do us a favor. We want to live like everybody else. We don't need flags. We don't need proclamations. And I'm sure there's a large group that say yes. But my point is this. So the question is, how do you and I come together, and how do we solve some of the problems that we're facing? And here was my suggestion then, and it is now, and it's not going to change. We need to enhance in our high schools and perhaps our middle schools civics education, civil rights education, and constitutional law. That's how we solve our problems, and that's how we bring recognition to a problem that we're all trying to deal with as we move forward. It was then that I didn't support something like this, and it is now. Look, I commend you for having the ability to come up and to state your case, and I respect that, and I'm going to ask that you respect mine. That's my position then, and it is now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I just wanted your comment for the record. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Provost. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And the time is 8:56.
Good night, everybody.